School districts around Prince William Sound also have fewer students in attendance. Cordova, Copper Basin, and Valdez have all lost K-12 students. In Copper Basin, Superintendent James Elliott says it's no secret where the kids are going.
You know, in Anchorage's case, their enrollment's up, I think, about 400 this year. And from the data they've been able to gather, they believe that it's a result of people moving in from rural areas into Anchorage where the costs are less. And I think that, you know, that bears out my experience, too. This is my 45th year in Alaska, and I've seen similar trends over the years. You know, it's very expensive to live in Alaska, but now with the cost of fuel, both gas and heating oil, you know, people are having a tough time.
The low enrollment numbers have many schools facing potential budget shortfalls. In Valdez, Superintendent Lance Bowie says the school district has had to lay off two staff members, including a part-time instructor. Bowie says he just returned from the Association of Alaska School Boards conference, where the talk from educators around the state was pretty much unanimous. Energy prices are driving heating bills up and school funding down.
You know, you don't heat half of a room, or you don't turn off half the lights because you have half the students in there. And you know, the cost of our personnel remain the same. In the world of education, 83 to 87% of your cost are personnel. And you still have to educate those kids that you have and maintain the same kind of programs if you want to be a competitive institution.
Over the last 5 years, Bowie says Valdez has lost 170 students.